Welcome back to Business Resolutions with your host, Jorge Gonzalez.
Welcome back to Business Resolutions with my guest, Juan Woodruff. And of course, we ended the last segment. You were talking about how this business model that you've changed to, and you're feeling so good about being able to help the underprivileged. Have you been involved? I know you've been involved in government, very, very strong in terms of the Republican Party all the way through. There are pictures here with every presidential candidate and president and vice president. So we can get into in a little bit that experience. But basically, outside the political sphere and outside the government sphere, have you got involved with philanthropy? I know you're with San Juan Rotary, and you're head of the program director, and you've been involved in that in the past. What other areas in terms of philanthropy that you're proud of and was a great experience, and why?
Well, my wife Kim Casiano and I had an experience that was wonderful, that for years and years, we co-chaired an annual fundraiser for American Cancer Society in Puerto Rico, the Puerto Rico chapter, which was called Red Gala. And Kim was involved the first year, and they asked me to kind of take over. There was an issue, you know, with a friend of ours that dropped out the first year with changing jobs and so forth. And these are very demanding, time-consuming volunteer works like you do. I know that you're involved in a lot of things, Jorge. And so every year we started paying tribute to five survivors of cancer. Part of the whole creativity of my wife and having had Casiano and the Imagen and the whole creativity of the media as with us, and that in the Red Gala we did it in February. The five couples that one of them has survived cancer would be acknowledged, and it would be a dinner where all of the members and all the participants would understand what it's like to live with a spouse or because we didn't have children, because it was Valentine's, so it was spouse, male and female, that had suffered various kinds of cancer. And every year we found that we would our goals, we were increasing the amount of money that we were getting, and we were getting more and more sponsors, because we tried to have an activity where whoever donates money knows what it's going for. That's something that in charity, and when I was in Washington D.C. when I lived there in the 70s and 80s, I was very active in the Red Cross chapter in Washington D.C. and they took us to have courses in how to deal with fundraising, and you learn that it's a methodology, how to ask for money. And something that I take back now, you know, 30 plus years, 35 years later, is that it's important that people know when they're writing that check, whether it be an individual check or a corporate check, that they know the value in what's being done in a way that is short and effective. If you have an activity where you take an hour and a half to recognize five couples, and people say, oh, you know, unfortunately, you oversell. So the whole concept that you learn in marketing 101 is when somebody says, I like it, well, you know, once you sell it, you close it, right?
You're right.
You walk out, don't oversell. And in the years that Kim and I were at the Red Gala, it was an incredible experience. And we had, when I think back, I mean, the people that survived many years after having cancer. Willy Miranda Marin, when I think of somebody that we like dearly, that had worked with years and years, had been a client of mine, and I helped, you know, work with God was as a town, was one of, you know, years ago he was one of the couples, and there were a lot of very prominent people that went that helped us. But the most beautiful thing is to see the family as a survival, that with young children, and to see the photograph of their young children at in the presentation. So what and I've been lucky in the sense of, you asked me about cancer. I mean, we had, you know, friends of ours that perished, but it hasn't impacted us the way there are a lot of families that impacts several members of their family. We have people now that have somebody a friend of ours we love dearly, that has two sisters with terminal cancer. So it's something that strikes you, and you want to do more. I mean, we're talking about all the resources that we spend on a lot of other things, and why we haven't defeated cancer. It's complicated, and it's, you know, very difficult disease to eradicate. But we're at least we did. Kim and I did our.
What was the best year in terms of fundraising? Well, over a 10-year period. Well, you remember?
Yeah, I'll just say that we're fortunate enough that we had more than 2 or 3 years in which we exceeded $500,000 in fundraising.
That was just a gala. That was that one.
That
event.
Was a gala. No, that because the whole total. I mean, and yeah, then. Yeah. Dr. Lily Santos is the head of the Cancer Society in Puerto Rico, and she's an incredible leader. And this woman, she's been in the whole organization, because this is just, you know, Kim and I had to, our job was to, you know, help and, you know, organize and call people and twist a few arms and so forth. But the Cancer Society in Puerto Rico has done incredible work. There's the Hope Lodge, and that's something that you should be wonderful, to a later date. I'd love to have you talk to some of the people that are involved in that a lot more than we were. I mean, we were involved, a number of years, several years of co-chairing this, and it was just something that I love doing, and I know that I speak for Kim too.
Okay, well, let's take a break, Hwang, and we'll be right back. I'm with Hwang Woodruff, a consultant and entrepreneur in the area of helping the underprivileged in terms of seniors and in terms of micro-businesses, and has had a great background in terms of public service also, which we're going to go to now after this break.